What up, what up, what up?
Welcome back, welcome back.
Another week.
Another dollar.
As you said, another penny.
Another penny.
Y'all, thank you so much for constantly tuning in every week. We really appreciate it. Y'all definitely uplift us and motivate us to keep going. So I just want to give our listeners a shout out.
Definitely. It definitely makes me feel good that we still have people supporting us and like definitely people who are still paying attention and listening. So we send you all love and blessings and all that good shit.
Okay. So how was your week?
My week was good. Finally actually working at work. So before, you know, I was, you know, still in training and getting acclimated with everything, but now everything's picking up. So I had a good week this week. What about you?
It was a long week, but it was decent. I got a lot of stuff accomplished at work with school, so that was cool.
Boss lady.
What's new is I decided to join a dating website, Hinge.
Using my number.
Because I wasn't getting text messages. You know how they send you those confirmation emails to make sure that it's a valid phone number? I kept putting my phone number in and I just didn't receive the text. So I asked Marco for his number.
Right, so I mean, but it's all good. Anything to help you get a man, I'm all for it.
I'm not on there to get a man.
Whatever reason you're on there,
well, let me tell listeners why I'm on there. I'm like, you know what? I really haven't been in any male company in like a month or two. So I'm like, you know what? I feel like being flattered, treated. Let me get out here and see what's happening. So that's it. But I tell them when I'm talking to them, like, they like, what you looking for? I'm like, I'm just trying to hang out. Like, I'm not looking for a
because
man right now.
Because you have a lot going on.
Right. So, with that being said.
But you're still looking for the qualifications, though.
Yeah. You still got to have some kind of potential just in case something can come of it.
I agree. People right. that you like and people that you attract. So, I get it.
Right, so I went on my first date, and, like, okay, so I had already, in my head, I'm like, I was prepared for the man to be short, okay?
Right.
Because niggas lie about they height all the time.
I mean, on the profile, didn't he say 5'7"?
He said 5'8". So I was like, oh, that means you're probably, like, 5'6", 5'7", mm-hmm. because men always update height. He was just like, well, okay, actually, I'm 5'7". I'm like, okay. So now in my head, when I'm planning, like, what shoe to wear, I'm like, okay, don't wear a heel that's too high because I don't like looking down at it. I know some women don't mind it, but I don't like it. Mm-hmm. So I wore, like, a 3.5-inch heel, and when he walked up, I was just, like, really surprised. I kind of looked down, but I didn't want to put my head down, so I kind of like...
Damn, so he was a midget?
He was small. He was small. So, I'm like, okay. So then, we went to our table, and we sat down, and then
Did he have to get a booster seat?
No, but before I got there, he was like, do you want to sit at the bar? And I'm like, no. But now I'm thinking about it. I'm like, nigga, your feet would have been fucking hanging off the chair.
Nigga, can you reach?
But his face was decent. Right. I wasn't like super attractive, but I wasn't unattractive to his looks. Mm-hmm. He was just like, okay. And I knew that when I picked him on the site. I'm just like, oh, whatever. Not like what I would usually go for, but whatever. Let's just see. So we sat down or whatever, and jokingly, I'm like, you didn't pull out the chair. So if I was like grading you, that's already...
You get an F for that. Chivalry is like, lost in your ass.
What? Right. Who says that's normal society standards? So we already the fuck this going right. Who's to say that the woman is not supposed to sit, pull out the chair? Okay, sir. So
you already see the.
I'm already see like this person is somebody who try to go against the grain just to say that they're different. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So you know, as the day went on, the more drunk he got, the more belligerent he got. Damn. Like, first he started off with semi-conservative, like, views and conversation, and I'm just sitting here like, oh, okay.
So what was actually said? Like, give us that. Like, I want to know everything that was said.
I mean, the conversation was really surface level, but at the same time, stupid. He was saying how he judges people, and he don't care that he does that. That's just how he is.
No, give me some. Give us some of the context. Like, what was...
I don't remember, nigga. That's what I'm telling you. Like, I was there, but not really there. If that makes sense. So, with that being said, I was just, like, taking bits and pieces and just putting shit together in my head. Like, oh, okay. So, at one point, he started, like, kind of brag about getting floor seats at a Lakers game.
Then he mentioned your earrings.
Yeah, I'm gonna get to that. But what else he was saying? It was just a whole bunch of nothing. Like, right. He was talking a lot, but he wasn't talking about shit.
Right.
And in the same breath, I'm just like, dude, what? Like, and you're talking, but like, it was like he was trying to make himself feel better than society and people of the world. Right. Like, he just kept saying, like, oh, I'm a genius, and oh, I'm like...
So he was flattering himself.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm a loner because I don't have time for people, and a lot of people don't think like I think, and oh, gosh, okay. The food was disgusting. that's the point of going out with these random people that you don't even know. You will hope to get a good meal out of it. Right. Yeah. But that food was nasty. The drinks was good, though. So, anyways, so towards the middle of the day, he like, your co-host was right about you. And I'm like, wait, hold on. You listen to my podcast?
Oh.
And it's not that I don't want people to listen to it, but I just feel like I didn't tell you about my podcast. So, you Googled me or whatever, and it came up. Okay, cool. But we've been texting for like a week. You didn't feel the need to bring that up.
He never mentioned that he
listened to it. And I just felt like you kind of low-key had a fair advantage, like kind of got a feel for my personality outside of just the texting and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I ain't like that because it ain't put us on the same playing field. That's what I felt. So, and I'm like, what does that mean? And he's like, you just seem very guarded. He was like, at one point you all was talking about how you don't want a man that's smarter than you, but I can see why you wouldn't, because you're gonna go back and forth with them. You know, when people are this age and they're smart, they're pretty much stuck in their ways. And I'm just like, okay. And then he says, but yeah, like, I mean, you're just too much. And I said, excuse me, what is that?
On the first motherfucking date?
I said, what does that mean? Like, what? And like, I'm just sitting here super calm. He's like, are you drunk? I'm like, no, I'm just chilling.
Right.
Because like I said, I'm here, but I'm not
really
here.
That shit must
be
awkward.
It wasn't awkward. The fuck? It wasn't awkward.
Right.
But I was just like, so what does that mean? Because now I'm just intrigued. I'm just trying to
figure out your thought process.
Because, like, dude. So anyway, so he like, I mean, like, you're really beautiful. You have a very nice smile. You seem smart and cool. But, like, why the extra stuff? Like, the big hoop earrings, like, the eyelashes. Like, that's what's wrong with black women. And, you know, black women just try to overcompensate, and for what reason? Yes, so he just went on his whole anti-black women thing, and I'm like, so what kind of women do you usually date? Like, white women? And he was like, no, I usually date Hispanics. That's how he talk. So I'm like, oh, okay. The fuck? You know what I'm saying? So, So that's what he was saying. He just feel like black women do too much, and he don't understand why women care so much about makeup and hair and nails and their appearance and keeping up with the latest trends. Like, just come as you are. Like, I mean, okay, so you want a bum.
No, you're basic as fuck.
And but he kept saying that too, right. Like, oh, I'm a basic bitch.
Oh, look. And he said a bitch?
He said, I'm a basic bitch. So, like, okay, just because you don't give a fuck about your appearance, you want to, like, try right. to understand why somebody else do give a fuck?
No, I feel like it sounds like what his issue is he's probably having to overcompensate for maybe whatever he's lacking in height or whatever he's lacking
did
altogether.
I mention he had small hands? Like, I kept looking at him. I'm like, damn, my kid's hands is bigger than his.
Right. No, it seems like he might have issues because I don't even understand, like, why this is even a topic of conversation on the first date to sit there and say, like, oh, you're beautiful, but why do you need makeup and why do you, and, you know, oh, you wear big hoop earrings and whatever. Like, that shit makes absolutely no sense to me.
Child, I said, are you trying to tear me down? Absolutely not. I think you're really, really attractive. You know, this is just what I ask black women, and I'm just like, oh. Then he went on this whole anti-Obama rant. Then he went on this whole, like, anti-church rant. And I'm just like, in my head, like, okay.
Yeah, he's creating his own bubble. Okay? You're in your fucking bubble, and just...
He damn near was right. anti-black.
Usually, like, to me, the way it sounds, it is because to sit there and say, like, oh, why do black women, every women, like, I know a variety of women who likes to wear makeup, or right. who likes to look pretty, and who likes to keep up
who
with
who likes trends. To put effort into
you know
their appearance.
And how they look, like, and there's nothing wrong with that, like, you're trying to make yourself feel good about yourself. Now, if you feel some type of way about what the fuck you got going on, well, maybe you need to reevaluate what the fuck you got going
on. Me feel no kind of way. You know, like... Yeah, I know I'm short, and I could have wore some Timberlands, and it would have gave me, like, an extra inch on, you know, my height, but I didn't. You know why? Because I don't give a fuck, and I actually came here with no haircut because I want someone to see me at my worst, and then that way they deserve me at my best. Okay, bitch, I ain't coming outside at my worst. And that's that.
And
on
that's
that.
How, that's what grandma always taught. Don't fuck? Ever let motherfuckers out here see you slipping. So... Is it safe to say no second date?
Hell no.
Well, at that point, fuck that nigga.
I mean, but he was, I guess, outside of all of that, he was okay.
Next.
No.
Next.
Just say he ain't next. For me.
Next on that.
And I'm never going to that restaurant again. I was so upset.
What was the name of the restaurant?
It was called Chroma and, where the hell that shit was at?
Lake Nona. Okay.
So, y'all, they had this veggie shit, and it was so nasty. I could not believe it. People usually don't get the Beyond Meat and recipes wrong, but that one was all wrong. That's what I was most disappointed about.
The food.
Fuck the conversation and all of that. Mm-hmm. I mean, weird people all the time. It is what it is. I was mad about that mm-hmm. food. But
anyway.
On a real surprising note,
right. Drake is over here getting booed.
They really tried him.
I mean, did they though? Did they really try him though?
They did. Why would you boo Drake? One of the biggest superstars on earth that makes legit good music. Like, y'all got him fucked up.
So he was at a music festival and
Tyler the Creator invited mm-hmm. him as a surprise guest.
Right. But everybody thought it was going to be Frank Ocean. Though.
But nobody told them it was going
right.
to be Frank Ocean. Y'all didn't put this in y'all mind that, like, oh, the surprise guest is going to be Frank Ocean, and then...
Okay, well, at the end of the day, I feel like this was a perfect opportunity for artists to know that you're not above everything. You know what I'm saying? Like, this might have helped Drake to humble himself, maybe, you know what I'm saying, just a little bit. And know that, you know, not everybody's your fan. You know what I'm saying? Like, you have people who support their group of artists that they like and they support. So when they saw Drake, and I feel like it wasn't so much of the fact that it was Drake. I feel like they were just disappointed. Like, he just kept going and going and going. And then, you know,
it's just like, we not here for you.
Right.
Bye.
And
off stage.
The way they booed him off, though, it was like, he kept asking, like, yo, you guys want me to go again? And they're like, nah, get the fuck up. I'm like, damn, like, y'all could have booed him, but it was just kind of like, damn.
It was ugly, and it was disgusting, and it was just like, at this point, it was low-key bullying.
Oh, gosh.
It was!
Really bullying?
Yeah, it was like...
They're not featuring him, though. Like, if that's not your crowd, you can't be mad at the crowd not that's not your people. Your people like your music.
But they started off rocking with the music.
Because he kept going too long. Like, they were just like, okay, we done. Like, go through it. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, if they're not really rocking with your music, they're not going to want to continue to sit there and listen and listen and listen. It's almost like me going to a fucking country concert. Yeah, I like some country song, but I'm not going to... Like, that shit is dead.
Big facts. But he definitely handled it very, very gracefully. He was just like... my name is Dre. Thank y'all so much. When someone asked him about it, I think I read something where he said, you know, I don't feel no kind of way about it. It was definitely a humbling experience, and it's just teaching me.
That's what I said.
How to be.
Right.
So, when we get L's, I'm going to handle my shit like him.
But to me, I love Drake. I love the fuck out of Drake. Like, I just, you know, that's a whole type of man. Like, I was following you since the Degrassi time, so I seen this boy has come up, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
So, you know.
He makes good music. I did my Apple replay thing where it tells you who you listen to the most. So, my number one artist was Beyonce. Shut up.
I didn't even say nothing.
My number two was Drake. Mm-hmm. So I definitely rock with him. And you lose some.
Taylor was pissed.
Yeah, Tyler the Creator was pissed.
Tyler was pissed. He was online like, yo, y'all should never did that. Y'all should at least have some type of respect for me. But right. At the end of the day, look, it's not about you. It's about we not wanting to see Drake. That's all that was.
That was... They was being ungrateful. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, a year ungrateful, or two ago, for,
like, we paid our money.
And y'all got what y'all came for. Y'all didn't know who the surprise guest was. Come on now. You know what I would do for some Drake tickets? Like,
what you gonna do for some Drake tickets?
I'm a twerk. That's it. But no, I had bought Drake tickets like to Miami mm-hmm. a year ago, maybe 2 years ago, whenever he was supposed to have a show in Miami. And that nigga canceled, and me and my friend had went to Miami. She had flew from Chicago. Right. Like, it was about to be lit. And he canceled like the day before. And it was very disappointing. So I do want to see him in concert one day. So the fact that y'all got to see him for free, and that's how y'all did him.
Touche. Well then.
Okay, so people been getting beat the fuck up lately.
You saw that. So people have been getting ragtag, ribs broken, dragged, and all types of bullshit of the fact that they out here saying, you know, they're calling people niggers and shit. You know what I'm saying? And at this point, what the fuck is going on? Like, people are out here too comfortable. Donald Trump have literally made people extremely comfortable with saying this word and being bold about it. These hoes out here are now bold as fuck, just out here just calling people just all types of shit.
Right. So, the first incident was at Popeye's.
Right.
Or whatever. You know, ever since the chicken sandwich came out, people just been acting up. It was an older white woman. Mm-hmm. She looked every bit of 60-something. She had gray hair.
Did not look 60-something. Okay, we're not going to go that far.
She had gray hair.
She probably could have been a little old. Maybe I would give her like 50. Don't push it to like make the situation worse. I see what
the dramatic. We gotta exaggerate a little bit.
We're not gonna give her 60. We're gonna give her around.
She did look to me.
Okay.
Okay, late 50s.
Okay.
Whatever. She was an older white woman, mm-hmm. and she was arguing with the employees at Popeyes or whatever, and then one of the dudes, I guess she called him a nigger or whatever. And he met her outside. Catch me outside.
Right. No, I mean, my whole thing is, like, you're going into a Popeyes.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, at this point, you already know what's about to happen.
Because number one, most of the Popeyes be in the hood. And number two, most of the employees be black.
Right. So, at this point, you know, he went outside and he slammed her ass on the floor.
Listen.
And she broke her ribs.
That was horrible. When I watched it, first of all, it seemed like he'd been waiting to do a WWE move or somebody his whole life. He picked her up so high from off the ground. Mm-hmm. And so when he slammed her, car was like, maybe like 500 feet away. Right? And you still heard the impact of her body hitting the ground.
That was years and years of frustration of people being called like niggers and all types of shit. You know what I'm saying?
He probably get disrespected every day.
He probably was getting disrespected. We just don't know. But my thing is, don't write a check that your ass is not willing to cash. Like, I don't give a fuck who you are. If you are literally calling me out my name in such a derogatory way, bitch, you about to get it, and that's just dead on that.
I mean, at this point, if you call me a nigger and with a lot of aggression in your voice, I feel assaulted and I feel threatened and I feel like you about to hit me.
You know what I'm saying? Like, because there's no reason why anybody's like out here calling somebody a nigger. Like, for what? You know what I'm saying? Like, what hatred that you have in you so deep that this is like the main go-to to try to disrespect somebody. Like, at that point, yeah, I understand, like,
it's so stupid too.
Right. Don't let them win. Don't let them see you act out and whatever. But I don't know what I would do in a situation like that. But I just feel like, and you already know how I am, like, I'm quick on that shit. So who knows what may happen. You know what I'm saying? But for me, it's just like, niggas just need to be careful with, like, what the fuck you saying out here and who you directing your shit to. Like, that's just point blank in the period. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And now you have,
they said, we're not our grandparents. We're right. Not just sitting back. We're not, we
ain't gonna do that. You know what I'm saying? So, and now over here, now Trina.
The rapper Trina. You pull know, over that. It's too fat.
Trina was called a nigger bitch at Walmart. And the story was, I feel like the white lady, she was crying or she had something. Okay, she was in distress. Okay. Right. So she was in distress and Trina came over to like.
That part to me kind of tripped me out too. Because you're supposed to be minding your business. I would never. Right. If I see somebody, I mean, unless it just seemed just crazy. If you over there in the corner crying, I'm not going to come and be like, are you okay? The fuck? You don't know what people be going through. They may not want to talk about it. This may be the only time they can cry in peace.
Right.
You know? I don't know. So Trina went to ask the woman, was she okay? And the lady looked up and said, get away from me! Don't touch me, you nigger bitch! Get away from me!
Trina smashed. Yo, Trina was not ready for that shit.
She wasn't. Can you imagine? She's like, I was trying to help you and you just cursed me out.
Trina spazzed the dog fuck out.
Right. And so Trina like, what? Call me that shit again. Watch what happened to you. And of course, the lady would not let it come out of her mouth again.
Right. I don't know. That, like, again, you don't know how a motherfucker's going to react. Like, you might get, you're liable to get hurt.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so just shut the fuck up.
Yeah. And
you know.
That's why I really don't try to have too many unnecessary interactions with people in public. Period. Right. Even when I go to Walmart, I try to go to the damn self-checkout. Right. Like, if I don't have to talk to another random mm-hmm. human. No, I'm not gonna, but whatever. But my thing is, listen.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know what you'll do if somebody call you a nigga. I don't feel like it's worth going to jail over.
True, but again, you just don't know.
You're gonna
know.
Get cursed the fuck out.
Right.
But I'm not gonna be just biting you. I'm not.
Okay, so let's just say if the person does call you whatever.
Uh-huh.
And you go ahead and you respond and you curse them out and whatever. And then they over here, like, really at you. What's up? You.
I'm cursing them out as I walk away. I'm not, like, walking towards them cursing them out.
Okay. So avoid physical contact. Is that
okay? I have a whole child I have to worry about.
True.
I love my life. I don't want to be in nobody's newspaper. But I do want you to know that what you said is some bullshit and you ain't going to get away with it. So
right.
I'm going to make sure you hear me, but I'm walking away. But I'm not going to walk towards you in a threatening manner. As long as you're not like coming up to me, we good.
Right.
And most of them don't do that. They just like...
They'll
they say
it
and
just,
keep
and just,
going,
right.
You know. So,
I just don't know. Like
I
that,
don't think it's worth it. That dude who slapped that woman, he's gonna go to jail.
Well, again, he
broke her ribs. And then Trina, you are a public figure. If you would have put your hands on that woman, you was gonna get sued.
Right.
Is all of that worth it over somebody calling you a nigga? It's not.
True. But I mean, there's just so much aggression with that with that word, anyways. So, I mean, like I said, I understand. Like, I get it.
And that's why you don't want, like, Latin people and white people
right.
to say nigga.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? There's just a way, you know what I'm saying? Like, a way that people are just still offending people out here with that word. And then these niggas, like, and then you have these white people. You have Latin people over here, like, oh, nigga this and nigga that, nigga this, nigga that. Like, at this point... All those free passes that, like, that was given out, because I heard, like, oh, you know, I give him a pass.
I was giving Latin people a pass.
We're,
like, they got black in them,
listen.
I didn't feel like it was nothing wrong with them saying it. But then I started thinking about it a little bit deeper, and I'm like, okay, so if you're white passing as a Latin person,
mm-hmm.
you would never in your life get called a nigga as an insult.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So you should use it, because nobody going to look at you and be like,
yeah.
nigga.
Right.
Whereas if you Latin and like you're dark skinned, you Afro-Latino, and you like look like a black person, then you probably are going to get called nigga one day in your life or something like that.
Right.
So maybe
no.
you think they can
no.
use it like that?
No. At the end of the day... Don't say it. We're revoking every pass. All the passes need to be returned, okay, at this point. No more free passes for nobody. You know what I'm saying? Because, yeah.
Not even the Afro-Latinos?
Like, where, you know, look, we're not even going to get, you know what? Let's just jump right into that shit. Because here go people, like, really actually making it seem like it's a... Hold up, not that video. I'm so sorry.
What you trying to show us?
I'm going to show you guys, like, some people who feel like they can actually say it because of where I was raised. Or, you know, oh, I was raised in the Bronx or we was doing this. Like, I just don't understand it. I absolutely do not understand, like, why people feel like they could say it just because. And they find, they try to find every reason under the sun. Why they could say the word nigga.
I don't know why people want to say it so bad.
You know what I'm saying?
And it's like, people don't understand, like, okay, so, me and my girlfriends, we may call each other mm-hmm. bitch all day. Hey, bitch, what's up, bitch? Bitch this, bitch that, right?
Right, right.
But a man know that he not finna just come up and be like, what's up, bitch?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, it's the same difference. Yes, we could use it with each other, but, like...
Be mindful of who you're around. You know what I'm saying? But
yeah.
Let's just get into this and listen to this shit.
Kids here, you're growing up in Brooklyn, you said, right?
This is Evelyn Lozada.
I was born in Brooklyn. I was raised in the Bronx. I mean, you rub shoulders with everybody.
That's what
we're
I'm saying.
On top of each other in a building. It's Latinos, it's Puerto Ricans, Blacks, Dominicans. I mean, we're all one. We
yeah.
all
fighting the same struggle, too.
Yeah. Fighting the same struggle. We have the same lingo. Everybody, you know, there's just a way of you know, a certain swag and how you talk to each other.
Like, to me, I don't understand that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't understand, like, oh, we rub shoulders or whatever. We all come from the same building, whatever. Bitch, rubbing shoulder did
so
that.
So what she's saying is when they grew up, this is what I'm getting from it. Nobody looked at each other like, oh, you're black. Oh, I'm Latin. It was just all like, we are the same people. We have the same
but,
lifestyle.
Right,
like,
but,
we're the same.
But
so we just all... picked up from each other's cultures. You know what I'm saying?
But we're still not the same, though. So that so that still does not give you a right to keep saying the word nigga, because that bitch, through her Twitter, nigga this, nigga that, nigga this, and all this other extra shit. So my thing is, like, was rubbing shoulders, did that so happen to turn your skin color a shade dark or some shit. No. You know what I'm saying? Like, bitch, since the fuck when? Like, these niggas out here are crazy. Listen to Fat Joe, though. Like, Fat Joe was on some other shit. Like,
when you go to Caribbean, like, let's speak about Latinos not being black. Latinos are black. Mm-hmm. In Cuba, some at one time, there's 8 million Cubans. 5 million, unfortunately, were slaves. 3 million were actual Cubans, and they integrated and had babies. Same thing with Puerto Rico. When you go to Loiza, and when you talk about Santeria, that came from the motherland, Africa. You know, sometimes Latinos might even identify themselves with African and black culture more than black people.
Like,
that was some bullshit.
The fuck? The fuck? Do you see what I'm saying, though? Like, these niggas out here really, really trying to explain reasoning to say the word nigga. I don't get it. That just blows my mind. Like, you guys are really trying to find roots and, like, all this other shit. Like, well, my family, my distant cousin, my grandma's grandma, this and that, whatever, just to be okay with a fucking word. Okay, listen. The whole Evelyn Lozada thing, or anybody, y'all was born in the Bronx, y'all was born in, you know, Miami, because, again, me being raised in Miami, like, I did see a few of that, and it still made me feel uncomfortable, you know what I'm saying? Even with the white dudes at the school who did get their ass beat for saying the shit, you know what I'm saying? After a while, I didn't see them no more, but, right, so, but after a while, it was just like, these niggas are really out here really trying to sit there and explain some shit that makes absolutely no sense. Like, for what? I don't care if you were raised there, this and that, whatever. At this point in this day and age, the Trump era, we are revoking all free passes. No more. Like, that's just it. In order for us to continue to move on or whatever, Afro-Latino, just because you're Afro-Latina does not equate for you to be black. That just means, okay, you have like African descent, roots. Like roots in
it's
you.
It's like, and that's, you know, it. People confuse race and nationality a lot.
Right.
Know? I'm from Israel, so people be like, are you Israeli? Yeah, I'm, my nationality.
Your nationality is Israeli.
But I'm black.
Right.
Or like, I would never run around talking about, oh, I'm African.
Right.
Because I have African roots. You
know, no, like,
no, I'm black.
But my thing is the reason.
Stop claiming like your nationality.
My thing is like, and the thing about,
and making it be
and,
race.
And a lot of things about, a lot of, the way I look at it is just like, okay, my thing is like, Spanish culture, whatever, Hispanics, Latinos, y'all look white. You know what I'm saying? So, regardless of whatever it is, society sometimes will never accept, like, will look at you or accept you as a black person. You know right. what I'm saying? I, myself, I will not understand what the struggle of Latinos, and Latinos will never understand the struggle of me as a black person. That's just that. You know what I'm saying? So, my thing is, like, we just don't identify. So, my thing is for you guys, just don't say the shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, just don't say the shit. Like I said, it's being revoked.
Okay. Give me my motherfucking pass back. I'm shit. Still not super offended if a Latin person said. They probably shouldn't, but I'm not really offended.
Again, like I said, touche.
Okay, so, Obama is back in the news. You know, every time he says something, it's like, oh, Obama said.
Obama. Oh, the moderate Democrat, low-key Republican, but okay.
I forget what the hell he said. Oh, he said that the Democrats, the ones who's running for the presidency, they should try to shy away from being
far left.
And what that means is he don't think you should come out with all of these out-of-the-box ideas and policies. It's just, he feel like it's too much. He don't feel like the American people are ready for it. And then he feel like you will lose votes when you come and be too revolutionary in your thought process and in your policies that you're trying to...
Right. And to me, that's a Republican stance. And also a moderate Democrat, like I said, the way I view moderate Democrats is just like, you know, moderate Democrats. And I don't agree with that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, for you to sit there and So what he's pretty much trying to tell everybody is everything is okay the way it is. We can try certain things, but let's not try too much. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. When is the change going to happen? You know what I'm saying?
Wasn't
like,
that his phrase or something when he first came
You know, out? Like about a change, nigga. The only change that we had was a black president. Half black at that. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to take all the cards away from you. But at the end of the day, I'm not here for it. You know what I'm saying? Like, when you hear people talking about structural change of the Constitution, that's some real shit. Because this, like, America just does not work. If it's not working, why not try to come together and bring ideas and try to implement some ideas to see if it's going to work? Mm-hmm. This nigga's over here talking about this is still a country that is less revolutionary than it is interested in improvement.
And that's a fact.
Like,
that's a fact.
And
you don't know too many people who really want to live outside of their comfort zone. Mm-hmm. Not too many people gonna go out there and protest and none of that. You know what I mean?
Right.
So it's like Americans are so used to the little bit that they do give us that nobody is willing to be uncomfortable to try to help these policies go into place or whatever.
That's the reason why we need to stand with a progressive candidate. You know what I'm saying? Because these progressives are coming with real ideas.
What he's saying is that's not going to work because you're not going to get enough support behind it.
Listen, at the end of the day, we're not just going to like, okay, because you're way left or whatever. What is way left about Medicare for All? What is way left about making, you know, it's jobs, you know, pay a bigger wage. You
what's
know what I'm
way
saying?
Left about canceling student loan debt?
You know, what's way left about that? What's way left about bringing down the cost of health insurance or whatever? What's wrong with that? Drug, like the fucking drug companies making billions off of people. What is wrong with making certain people pay a little bit more, billionaires and whatever? What is wrong with that? The thing about Obama is like, he's just so scared. Nigga, you came and you gone. We thank you for your services and that's just it. Just keep it pushing. We don't need your insight on what we trying to do now.
We can learn from him.
We don't need to learn. We don't need that. No.
He lifted our economy out of a recession.
He definitely did.
Some of his ideas actually do work.
We give him kudos. Kudos to Obama. You brought in Bin Laden. You know he's dead and whatever.
We brought him down.
You know, so you over here doing what you did great in the economy or whatever. But at this point, we need structural change, and you wasn't able to do it with your 8 years because how Congress was treating your ass. And I don't even know if you was even trying to implement certain things that we really need. So at this point, you can keep your opinions, your thoughts, and your ideas or whatever, because we don't need it. Because
an expert. I think
what it is that
opinions.
People are definitely right. People are definitely gonna try to take his opinion. Oh my gosh, Obama said this, but not me, because I see straight through the bullshit. I see straight through how these Republicans act. I see straight through how these Democrats act and whatever. They're trying to keep the country right where it's at, and it's just not fucking working. You know what
I'm
saying?
That's a fact.
It's just not working. So at this point, he's over here talking about, oh, it's less revolutionary. The way this country was together and it was built.
The
Revolutionary War. You know what I'm saying? we went to war. There had to be a change, because when Britain was over here taking over, like, you know, the
making people pay all
you know
these taxes,
all these taxes and shit, whatever. And what happened? The Americans revolted and was like, we're not taking, you know, these people's bullshit no more. And it's just dead on that. So at this point, so you're over here trying to tell people, oh, we don't need no type of revolution. No, there needs to be a revolution, because something is structurally wrong with the current system. It's just not working for everybody. It's just working for some, like Obama. It's working for people like you.
The top 1%.
You know what I'm saying? Your tax bracket is looking real good, nigga. You know what I'm saying? So at this point, I just feel like we don't need to be hearing from like these politicians who keeps with the same talking points. Oh, we can't do this. We can't do that. We can't, like, this is America. Figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
And Obama, like I said, we thank you. You came, you know, you did your thing. I voted for you twice. And that's just that. You know what I'm saying? Your era has passed. Now it's time to usher in the progressive era. And that's just that.
Do you think maybe he's saying it like, okay, I mean, he's a politician, so they do lie. So maybe he's saying, like, kind of hide your progressive intentions until after you are elected, maybe.
But why have to, like, play around with people's emotions? Because what he's saying
is that the country ain't going to vote for you. Nobody is ready for that.
Well, I don't know. They need to be ready. I know I'm ready. Because I'm tired of what we've been suffering. I'm tired of we over here doing all this type of shit, all these drug calls and all this insurance. Like, how the fuck my insurance went up? And I'm like, man, what the fuck?
Yeah.
I had just got a raise.
Yeah. Well,
I'm just saying, whatever. So, next to these three judges.
Judges. So, it was three judges in Indianapolis, Indiana. They went out to party or whatever.
Right.
Having a good time. Got drunk as hell. They was bar hopping and shit. So, then they was like, let's go to the strip club. It was two men and one woman, all of them judges. They was like, let's go to the strip club. Guess they went to the strip club. It was closed. So they was like, you know what? What better way to sober up than to eat White Castles?
Right.
So they went to White Castles. And on their way to White Castles, the lady judge kind of like put her middle finger up at two passerbyers SUV or whatever.
And they wasn't having it.
They wasn't. They was like, oh, okay.
So what's
they
up?
Met them at White Castles.
Right.
When they got to White Castles, the judges and the dudes that was in the car. It was two dudes in the car. They all got the fight and stuff.
Judges. Yes. Okay.
They got to fighting. The people who was in that SUV had guns, and they shot two of the judges.
Right.
And so, the judges end up getting suspended from their job.
Just suspended.
One of them actually got sentenced to some months in jail, but then he's a judge. Right. They really not going to put him in jail. They did some shit like time served or something like that. So, you know, y'all, everybody get drunk and ratchet. But no, that's unacceptable.
That is. I feel like they should be disbarred.
Damn.
That's it. I feel like they should be this far because there will be no way in hell that you can move forward and judge cases because they will always be able to use that against you. Like, nigga, you out here acting reckless. Oh, I was out here driving. Well, you was over here acting reckless. You know what I'm saying? Like, how old are you?
Right.
Aren't you educated?
Right.
So, you know what I'm saying? So, any type of argument that they have in their courtroom going forward is almost like, bitch, like,
You do the same shit.
So at this point,
I would ask for leniency on everything. Right. Like, judge, you already know what it's like to go through some
because
stuff.
You know, because you were there, right? But I feel like they just, you know, just disbarred them niggas.
So the reason they were suspended, the court found that the judges engaged in judicial misconduct by appearing in public in an intoxicated state and behaving in an injudicious manner by becoming involved in a verbal altercation. But it was physical too, y'all. Like, you see how they be trying to water shit down?
Right.
So yeah, I'm a believer in, like, people should act a certain way when they have certain titles or whatever. So considering, again, that y'all are judges, I know it's your personal life. But you are held to a higher standard. Right. And so you have to behave yourself accordingly. If y'all gonna be getting drunk like that while she just sticking up her middle finger to random people in the street, then you don't need to be getting drunk unless it's in your house.
Nor do you need to be judging people on any, like, how the hell you out here, like, faking people off because they cut you off or whatever, but then you out here, like, trying to judge a case about
they didn't even cut them off. The story was, like, they was just walking down the street drinking. Well, not drinking, but, like, just drunk. And she was just being an asshole.
What I say is disbarred.
Well, this has been a very great podcast. I've very much enjoyed it. Right. Thank you all so much for listening.
Until next time.
Toodles.